Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Yesterday morning, a woman in my yoga class told me about her 13-year-old son, who's competing in a Scrabble tournament. That might not sound particularly interesting, except that the tournament is for adults. We've been playing Scrabble since he was five, she told me. He just loves words. And there's the mom who contacted me online to ask about her 4-year-old daughter. She won't play with toys unless they can be used to build something, or unless she can take them apart and make something else from them. Is that normal? What are we supposed to do? By the way, that word, normal, is hugely misleading. There are all sorts of development charts and milestones out there, and most parents consult them regularly to make sure everything is proceeding according to schedule. The problem with normal is that there's no such thing. Children grow and develop at their own highly individual rates and in their own ways, which can affect everything from when they learn to crawl and walk to toilet training and speech development. The charts may give you a ballpark idea, but there simply are no ideal children who conform perfectly to those charts. Too often, parents are left scratching their heads and wondering if they should be worried that their child is so different from those of their friends. I've met a kid who talks about nothing but sharks and who knows more than Wikipedia. I've met a kid who loves to cook, and another who requested violin lessons at 3 years of age and then stunned his parents by being both committed and talented. While most parents worry about developmental delays and issues such as autism, having a child who is, well, quirky can also be challenging in its own way. There just aren't a lot of resources for parents of quirky kids. Let me be clear here. I love quirky kids. We live in a cookie-cutter world that tends to value conformity and ease over creativity and risk-taking. Having a child who sees the world a different way, who has interests who don't match your own, can be challenging. But often these children are the ones who will imagine the next technological revolution, write an amazing novel, or explore the world in deeper ways. My own son was always mentally agile and endlessly curious, and I will admit I sometimes felt exhausted by the nonstop questions. But when I see the man he's become, I understand the reason for those early childhood interrogations. He just always needed to understand why in a way most kids don't, and my job as his mom was to help him learn more about why. There are markers, especially in early childhood development, that parents need to be aware of. If your child doesn't seem to connect with you, if she resists touch or eye contact, is unusually slow to speak or respond, or seems to go backwards developmentally, you should speak to your pediatrician and possibly have her evaluated by a developmental specialist. But quirky, while it can be puzzling to parents who are mere mortals, is also a lot of fun. Begin by accepting that your child is who he is. Trying to change him or push him into a mold that doesn't fit will damage your relationship and ultimately lead to behavior you don't want. See if you can view the world the way he does. Let him be the teacher while you listen deeply. Be his advocate with other adults and with the schools, and be patient. Quirkiness often acquires focus as children grow up, and you may be delighted to see where it takes you and your child. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.